Israel. For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Mila Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis. Over here we're talking about the Bircha Zimun, very important Siman. We're literally at the end of Sif Aleph, just one last point that the Mechaber tells us. So we said that when you do Zimun, you should not say Nevarech, Nevarech al Hamazon Shechalnu. We shouldn't say Nevarech, why not? So we said that somebody hears that, they might think that you're thanking the host, that thank you for the food. Says the Mechaber, however, Shema Sarah, when you're benching with 10 people, Kevin Shemazkirim es Hashem, since you're mentioning Hashem's name, you're saying, Yochaloim Nevarech Elekeinu, Alamazon Shechalim, who blessed Nevarech, the source of Bracha is Elekeinu, Alamazon Shechalim Shalai, on his food that he gave us, the Su. So the Mishabur says, the Su Lekalimiti, the Koya Balabais Mechila, nobody's going to any longer think that you're benching the host, because you're clearly saying Eli Kano. Okay. Let's go to Sif Beis. Now, we said in Sif Aleph that when we have Zimun, three to nine people, we say Rabbi Sai, we say Nevarech Shachal Nemishalai. Once you have 10 and more, you say Nevarech Eli Kano Shachal Nemishalai. So Im Taha Mezamin Basara. So what happens if the person doing the Zimun, when there's 10 people, he made a mistake? If he got Eli Kano, and the people responding also left out the Elikeinu, and they didn't mention it, they cannot go back and do it again. So once they, right, so they did Nevarech Shechal Mishalai, they say Baruch Shechal Mishalai, he, the leader, the guy, at that point, they left out Elikeinu, there's no going back. If they didn't yet respond, so all that happened was the person leading their benching said, Nevarech Shechal Mishalai, and nobody responded yet, and they remind him, Yachzav Yizam Hashem, then you could do it again with Hashem's name. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Eina Michael Lamach, so you can't go back. The B'yevid Yotzah B'Zimun B'Loi Shem. Since you were the B'yevid already Yotzah with the Zimun without saying Hashem's name, so then you are, by now repeating it, you really don't have to. So by now repeating it, you're saying Hashem's name for no reason. So what happens? He said, the people responding said, now he's supposed to respond, now does he now, he left out Elikeinu the first time. They left out Elikeinu in the response. Should he now say, so what should he do? Should he not say Elikeinu? He should. Yeshdeyes ben achronim. I am a shari tshuva. Lekul alma. Im heim amru b'shem. He left out the Elikeinu. So if they both left it out in the first two lines, now there's a machlokes in achronim whether or not you should say it or not. Okay. There's different shittas, so it's problematic. L'chayr you would say suffik. You would go l'hakla not mentioned Hashem's name. Now, what happens if he didn't say Elikeinu, the respondents did say Elikeinu, Yochel Gamu Lachzav Olayim Baruch Elikeinu, then you can for sure say Elikeinu, after Nevarech, Amar B'Loi Shem, even though the first line he said without Hashem's name. Then we said that if you catch him before the people responded, Yachzav Yizam Hashem, the Kevin Shloyanu Adayin, since they did not yet respond, so there was no mitzvah zimun yet, because remember, only he spoke. They didn't respond. The zimun happens when the two groups get attached, the leader, and he's attaching everybody. So until they respond, no zimun. So since no zimun happened, you're able to go back and continue the zimun. So it's only in the first case where they both respond. So then you already yoytza zimun with the eved. Since you already yoytza zimun with the eved, now you can't repeat it, because now you'd be saying Hashem for no reason. But if he said it and they didn't respond yet, so no Zeman happened yet. No Zeman happened. Do it over and do it properly. And it brings down over here on the side a very interesting question. I'll read it. Vimzimnu baskaris Hashem shaloi letzarech. What happens if you had less than 10 and they said Hashem's name? Mashmoyis divriat sachshe nechshevis berchasam kebrocha shein etzricho. Was saying Hashem's name for no reason. Were you oivel leisisa shem Hashem l'shav? The Shoyrish Svekahu, what's the question that he's having? So do we only say that if somebody goes ahead and I'm not drinking and I say Barakat Hashem, so I said now a bracha for no reason, I was over Loisis Hashem. Oi, Kol Shamask Hashem Levad, Gam Have Bechal Chaimish Loisis, just saying Hashem's name is enough to be over that. The Eshel Avram, the Bechacha, Hekel Vadava, he says, it's okay. Kimish Baruch Alekenu Matbeya Bracha B'Shem Makom. Since it's Lamaisa Bracha, it's not. I'm sorry. Ain't a Matbeya Bracha B'Shem Makom. It's not a Bracha. El Rak Shevach Hashem is Baruch. So I'm saying praise to Hashem. Since I'm saying praise to Hashem, okay. So Zishka Baruch, I said Hashem's name. But so Shulchan is stopping him. Tzricha Loimet Baruch Shem Kvei Machusolei Lavoit. Do you have to say? Normally, if we say Hashem's name by mistake, what do? We say Baruch Shem Hashem Baruch Shem Kvei Machusolei Lavoit. So what happens if I bench Zimun, and after I said it, we all said Alekeinu, and then we realize there's only eight people in the room, nine people. Kedin Misha Berech Levatala, Ulachken Yachzeru V'Yizamin Kedin. Should they say Baruch Shem Kavayim Achus Alei Lomvayin, and then do Zimun? Ayshem Yatsa V'Diyavah V'Zimun Zeh, Kivin Shakapanim Amru Baruch Shechal V'Shaloi, or the Yaitse. So there's no clear-cut answer, but they're an interesting question. Now, on the second part that we learned is that what happens if I'm leading the benching and I did not say Elikenu and the people responded Elikenu, and the people responded, right? So we said you can no longer go back. So what happens if only part of the people, V'anu chelik me'asei adam, I'm reading you again from the notes over here. What happens, because this is Negei Dekalachas, what happens if part of the Mesubin responded and part didn't? Hashari tshuva hevi, Shanechli was there upon him, Iris Val Yerabba, Yem Yichoyl Mutzara Falem Lezimuna, as Eilu Shekvar Zimnu Kadesh Yizamnu B'Shem. Can you now include those other people? And this way we could do it. U'B'Shem, Hagoyen Refisha Huva, Shem Oysam Shloyano Hem Pachas Meisar, the non-respondents, those who didn't answer yet, are less than 10, and Yem Yichoyl Lach Zazam B'Shem, so you're out of luck. Ulam, Im Nishu Asar Shloyano, of these 10 people that didn't respond, you could go ahead now and do it. So what? Like we have 15 people laid here together. I go nevarich shachal mishalai. I forget to say lekenu. And of the 15 people that ate together, five of them respond. 10 didn't respond yet. Right? Maybe they or there's 30, and only 20 people were thinking of benching. So 10 didn't respond yet. So if less than 10 didn't respond, so there's no shayach the way to fix the problem, because I don't have 10 new people. Since I don't have 10 new people, I can't say the lekenu. Everybody else was already yotza b'di'evad, be benching. So I have no solution. But if there is 10 people that didn't bench yet, then what you can do is they can redo the benching, but not the guy who made the zimun. The guy who made the zimun, he already is done. He cannot be get someone new, and he can say a lekenu. Those people already responded to the first one can now respond to the second one and be mitzarek with them in order to do the benching. Okay, let's start with Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Imit Stafim Lazim and Lav. We're going to get into some of the halachas of when which people could be mitzarek, which people cannot be mitzarek. Shnaim Shachli, have two people that ate together. When it comes to Amaitzi, one person, as most people, if you're not, at least if you're not from the Chassidish Kreisen, most people will, on Shabbos, the person cutting the Lecha Mishnah will make the Hamaitzi, and the other people will answer. It doesn't make a difference if there's two people or there's 10 people. Okay, so when it comes to Hamaitzi, the person make the Hamaitzi can be Yotze the other people. However, when it comes to benching, mitzvah lecholek sheyavarech es kol echad birchas hamazon la'atzmei, each person should bench separately. V'medvar mamur, when is this said? K'shaho yishnayim yoydim levarech birchas hamazon, they both know how to bench. What happens if one knows how to bench and the other one doesn't? So you have a bal tshuva by you, right? Only two people eating together. The guy doesn't know how to read. So let's say you have an Israeli bal tshuva, okay? Doesn't know how to bench. He's an illiterate bal tshuva, okay? And he does not know how to read. He can't say the benching, but he understands the word. So now in this case, preferable to be Mitzim. He knows Lashon Kodesh, doesn't know how to read. But Tzarech Lechavim Mimilu Chol Mashiyayim, he'll have to have in mind every single word to be yaitza. Okay, but it says Rama, but Tzarech HaMavarech Shechav Leitzi, and the person leading the benching, right, has to have a mind to be yaitza. Avol Meinu Meiven, if he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, ain't yaitza b'shmiya, he wouldn't be yaitza with Shmiya. We'll see what the Eitzah should be for this guy. So let's pause over here and let's go to Mishnah Berurah. Paita Echad. So we said by a Maitzi, one person could be Pati the other. Right to Lame, the by Maitzi, after Chatchilu Yachah Kolecha Lotzes Berichas Chaveri. That's like Chatchilu, you can be Yaitzah with the bracha of your friend, Shemei Kaina. Mitzvah Lecholik, when it comes to benching, it's best to separate. Kolema, the Afagad, the Bidi Abad Afbich, the Mazam Abad, the Yaitzah Yaday, Chaveri HaMaitzi, Lamaisa, I could be Maitzah. Shemei Kaina doesn't change. I could be Maitzah, but that's only Bidi Abad. We call Mach Chatchilu, Mitzvah Lecholik, Chatchilu, each one of us should bend separately. What's the difference? The bechilas, and we had this once before, we mentioned this, the bechilas asuda shekoyvim lecha yachada. What happens in the beginning of the meal? In the beginning of the meal, we're about to sit down together to eat. Daitan litzarf, our intention is to be mitzarf. Mashenkim is soif asuda daitan leparad mizem izem. Right now, our minds is to separate from each other. We finish our meal. Hilkach tzarf levarach kaletza be'echad latzvi. That's reason number one why everybody should bench themselves. The Yeshay Tam, another reason, which is the Rich Zamazin Dairaisa, since it's Dairaisa, Chmiruba, they were Machmer, no, each person should bench on their own. The Ayapri Magan Shakasa Nachalacha Shaytam Arishan. We should be Chayshas to the first reason. Alkain, Afim Lo Yachal Kadei Sviyo, the Chiyuvi Rakmi Darabonon, Gamke Mitzel Echolik Lavarach Alkalach Abiyatlatzman. According to the second reason, that it's the Dairaisa, that would only apply if we ate Kadei Sviyo. What happens if I only ate a Kazayah? So then that second reason wouldn't apply. He still says you should be Machmer and each person should bench himself. Okay, then we said, however, what happens if one guy knows how to bench and the other one doesn't know how to bench? We'll see a little bit very shortly. So the guy knows Lashon Kodesh. He can't read, so you be yaitza him. He has to be have a mind to be yaitza. What happens if he doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh? Back then, many of the women did not understand Lashon Kodesh. So to be Maitzi the women would be a problem. Since they don't understand it. He doesn't understand the bracha. So till now we said that if I'm being Maitzi you with benching, I'm saying it in Lashon Kodesh. If you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, you're not Yaitza. However, now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that those who disagree. Everyone agrees that I'm doing it in a non-Lashon Kodesh language. If you don't understand it, if I'm saying it in English and you don't understand English, the kulal mani yaitze mani maven alosh, you're not yaitze. So we have over here, what's the question? The question is, I'm being maitzi somebody else and benching. He doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, was he yaitze or not? So there we see that there's two shittas. B'chein ha-minik, that is the minik she-noshim yaitze dechavasa b'shmiya ha-mevarach af-bishayin ha-mevinas klal, that they used to, the women would be yaitze with the men benching, even though they didn't understand it. V'afilu b'kiddushu d'araisa l'kulam al-noshim afilu ha-chi yaitze b'shmiya. They were yaitze with Shemei Koine, even though they didn't understand it. B'chein ha-maharat af-bishayin ha-mevinan divrei ha-mekadosh. Now, so lamaisa, the minig is that if the person doesn't have a bench and you're doing it in Lashon Kodesh with Tzaymach on the Shittas, that you could be yaitza them even though they understand it. However, what's a better solution? Umi kamakon yaitza toiv sheyoimru acharei hamavarech v'makadosh milu v'milu. So if you have such a case, you have a guy who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh but also can't read it, right? So what should you do? It's best is you bench out loud. That person repeats after you every single word, balachash, quietly. If they can. So everyone agrees that if you say the words, even if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, you're yaitza. So by doing this, you yaitza in all the shitas. He says, anyway, it's better that if you're going to have to be mitzvah somebody, let them say it along with you, because there's another reason why there's a problem benching with somebody else. Because we said, in order to be yitzah shemei kohen, I have to listen to every single word. I have to concentrate on every word. Since, generally, when we're just listening, we don't end up concentrating on every word. We said we brought this down by tefillah and by other things. Since we generally don't end up concentrating on the words, I wouldn't be yitzah anyway. Potentially, I'll miss out. I wanted to keep parts of benching. So it's always best if you have to be in the position to be mighty someone, that best situation is that person is to say along with you, Kamvayel Elbasim and Kuf Pegim, Siv Zayin, Ayin Shav. Okay, we'll stop over here, and the Metz Hashem, we will continue on Sunday. David Malinowitz had a very good idea. Sunday is, we learn every day, this was Maishav and Daniel. is one of the people that we learn with. It's was a neighbor of mine, and also David Stern's uncle. Sunday is also Chetzky Olav HaShalom's Yahrzeit. So we're gonna try. We'll record it for those. I'm not sure yet of exactly what time, but Amatz Hashem, we will do. Normally, we don't learn on Sunday, but Shkayach David for the idea. I think would be a nice thing, especially since we learn every day for them. I think it would be a nice idea if we have an ex. We do 15 minutes. Amatz Hashem, we will do a share on Sunday.